Сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я не боюся. Коли швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся.
Ukraine, that was Oksana Mucha from her CD Reshito and Nakameni Nohemayu, Washing My Feet on the Rocks. Vitaju vas всіх шановні радіослухачі на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. І також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчик-Макварі and I am delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for another traditional Ukrainian dish. Stefan Andrusiak is back with another Rushnichuk story, and he'll bring a Ukrainian perspective on Flanders Fields. As well, an interview with Shauna McLarnon. She is a Canadian expat living in Ukraine now. She's married a Ukrainian, and they do some very interesting, non-traditional, but really distinctly Ukrainian music since they are producing it in Ukraine. The name of the group is Umagma, and it is a contemporary genre, and you'll hear all about it later on in the program. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and coming up next is Zrada from Winnipeg and a song called Bystra Voda, Quick Waters.
Bystra Voda мене несе, мені ворожі. Ясне сонце вітер шумить, місяць блистить, вечірня пісня тут
Thank you. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Серденько, серденько, серденько.
Young singer from Ukraine by the name of Mariana Ilkiev, and that was a song called Dolya, or Fate. Up next is Luba, otherwise known as Lubomira Kowalczuk, and a song in her pre-Luba era days, a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Dana.
Дано, дано, дано,
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Drop dumplings made of a batter called halushki in Ukrainian should be very light and tender. A plateful of these lovely dumplings slathered with fried onions and butter, topped with sour cream, makes a meal for me, but normally they are used as a side dish, served as a wonderful accompaniment to meat, poultry, or roasted meat with rich home-style gravy instead of other starches. These are easier to make than filled dumplings, and you can make these drop dumplings in minutes, and the variations can be limitless. You'll need the following ingredients: 3/4 cup flour, 3/4 cup cream of wheat, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup cold butter, 2 eggs, slightly beaten, 1/4 cup milk or buttermilk, and 6 to 8 liters of salted water. The topping: 2 large onions, finely chopped, and 1/4 cup butter, diced. Sour cream. Mix flour and cream of wheat, baking powder, and salt. Add the butter, the flour mixture, and crumble to form a coarse meal. Add the eggs and milk, stirring the batter until smooth. Drop the batter with a tablespoon that has been dipped in the simmering salted water each time. Cover and simmer for 8 minutes. Some say they are better when cooked under a cover. They will float to the top when they are done. Remove with a slotted spoon into a buttered baking dish and keep warm in a slow oven, about 200 degrees Fahrenheit, until all the dumplings and topping are done. For the topping, melt the butter in a frying pan and sauté the onions until they are slightly caramelized. Cover the dumplings with the fried onions and serve with sour cream if desired. This recipe makes about 14 dumplings. Treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Чорні брови, не забуду вас ніколи, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі. Чарівно глибокі. від чарівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас, чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, від чарівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас, раз мені моя мама гарну ляю купила за її сині очі. Забуду вас ніколи, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі, о, як я.
From Toronto, Ontario, formerly Ajax, Ontario, that was Dunai from their CD Soundscape, their second, and a song called Kari Ochi, Hazel Eyes. Up next, Trimbita from Edmonton from their CD Keep Calm and Polka On, another traditional Ukrainian folk song, Dva Kolore, Two Colors.
Як я малим збирався навесні, іти у світ незнаними шляхами, сорочку мати вишила мені червоними і чорними. Чорними нитками два кольори мої, два кольори, два на полотні душі мої оба, два кольори мої, два кольори. Червоне то любов, а чорне то журба. Мене водило без вісті життя, та я вертався на свої дороги, переплилось, як мамине життя, сумні мої і радісні, сумні мої radisni torohi. Dva kolori mu i dva kolori. Ova na polodni, duši moji oba. Dva kolori moji, dva kolori. Červone to ljubav, a čorne to žurba. Старого полотна і вишите моє життя, вишите моє життя на ньому. Два кольори мої, два кольори, оба на полотні. Душі мої оба, два кольори мої, два кольори. Червоне то любов, а чорне то журба.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to «Наш голос» with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
I bought a Remembrance Day poppy the other day, thought about the poem In Flanders Field, thought about the First World War. It was a war that was sparked by the assassination of an Austrian Archduke. It was in a Europe in which formal alliances made it difficult to leave honor on the sidelines, difficult to just say no. The Ukrainian Siege Rifleman was formed in August of 1914. It was only days after Austria-Hungary declared war on Russia. Sichovi Strelci fought on the Russian front in the Carpathian Mountains to protect their Ukrainian homeland, then ruled by Austro-Hungary. At their strongest, they numbered 8,000. These riflemen took part in battles that you probably didn't read about in your high school history texts. I know I didn't. Konyuki, Makivka, Bolehiu, Halych. Zavadyu. Rushnechok had a special connection with this army because Yurkoshtik's father was a veteran. Even his name, Franz Josef, harkened back to a faraway era. Panshtik would occasionally travel with us on our road trips, and he'd regale us into the early morning hours with stories from the beginning of the last century. And he would ask us to play this next song whenever he'd attend our performances. Моя Ванічка is a lullaby. It never mentions battle, but rather it cradles the listener the way one would a loved one who is slipping away into sleep, perhaps forever. It was often sung by members of the Sichovi Strelci. My song of love, may it cradle you. Rockabye, hushabye, sleep, my dear heart. The leaves rustle softly. May quiet dreams flow with your spirit. to you I will let fly this song this evening hour. In memory of my own grandfather, the former Sichevay Strelets Dmitro Nikolaevich Andrusik, who I never met, for all who've served and sacrificed on all sides of entrenched positions in the unimaginable brutality of war. At this time of remembrance, from Rushnachok Volume 4, the song, An Evening in May, Maeva Nichka.
Маєва нічка леготом дише, ен співа соловейко. Пісня кохання до сну колише, ой, люлі моє серденько. Кохання до сну колише, ой, люлі моє серденько, ой, люлі, 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 спи, серце моє, спи. Сховався, листя шепоче легенько, сон тихий мрію душі зілявся, ой, люлі моє серденько, сон тихий мрію душі зілявся. Ой, люлі моє серденько, ой, люлі, 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 спи, серце моє, спи, до сну колиш. Серденько тільки думками до тебе з поля полину. Невинна пісня моя колише тебе вечірню годину. Невинна пісня моя колише тебе в вечірню годину. Ой, люлі, 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 спи, серце моє, спи. Ой, люди.
Shauna McLarnan is a Canadian expat living in Ukraine. She's with a group called Umagma. You're in Canada right now, but you now live in Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm from the Yukon Territory originally, Whitehorse.
Okay, from Whitehorse. And how long have you been living in Ukraine?
About 7 years, on and off, because we came back here to give birth to my daughter. We're living in Kremenets in Ternopolsky Oblast. I met my husband in Moscow, and we were at a concert. So we actually met as, you know, spectators. But the next day we met and we decided to have a sample jam, because when we met each other, he said, you know, I'm a guitarist. And I said, well, I'm a vocalist. And, you know, neither one of us took each other seriously because, you know, we were in a concert and everyone's a musician. So,
right.
So the next day we actually tried a little jam session in the kitchen, and we realized we were talented and we wanted to try something. And in parallel, we were trying something musically and romantically. So that developed into a marriage and a magma that you know today. And we came to Ukraine during the Orange Revolution. So we were living in Moscow until that point. And then, you know, his patriotism kind of awoke at that point. And we moved to Kiev in a rush to be part of that.
So what's a good Canadian girl like you doing running off to Moscow?
I guess you could say I was pretty addicted to Russia. For some reason, I couldn't get enough of it. So I guess at one point I really loved Russia, but now the rose-colored glasses are off and I just kind of realized now I was addicted to Russia. So I lived in Siberia to research and to try help with Aboriginal development in Eastern Siberia. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just looked for any excuse to go back to Russia. And that took me back to Moscow as a manager for the Canadian Red Cross. After that, I just said, you know, every time I go back to Canada, it's because my studies have ended or my research project has ended or my job contract has come up. And then when I get back to Canada, I'm always looking for a way to go back to Russia. So I decided, no, this time I'm going to stick it out and find something on the ground. And I was like about a week away from leaving Moscow when I met my husband. So we stayed another year and a half, and then we moved to Ukraine.
So you're not Ukrainian or Russian background yourself?
No, I just focused on it in my graduate studies, and then I went there in my postgraduate research. So it was all surrounding Siberia and Aboriginal northern development, stuff like that. So my grandmother, she was Ivanchuk, but she's my father's stepmother. She's not my grandmother by blood, but she's the only grandma I knew on that side.
So tell us about the music that you make.
We're actually crossing 8 genres of music.
8?
Yeah, and it's I guess it's unique in that way, because I don't know many bands that cross more than 3 or 4 genres, but we're crossing like 8.
What are they?
Definitely dream pop comes to mind, because I think pretty much never has there been a review that has not mentioned the word dream pop or pop rock. So we're like pop rock, dream pop, indie rock, post-punk, shoegaze, folk rock, jazz pop, and synth pop and indie-tronic. So there's been an ambient and ethereal. I think I just listed 12, actually.
You know, Sean, at this point, when you get through that many, you probably are creating a genre of your own.
Actually, I wouldn't say we're creating a genre of our own, because you really have to have colleagues who are doing the same thing to say that's a whole genre. But I'd definitely say we've created a sound of our own. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when you hear a song of ours, you don't mistake it for another band at all. Like you hear the song and you think, oh my goodness, you know, even though this is a different genre than, you know, the last 3 songs I heard, you know, this has got to be a magma, you know, this mm-hmm. can't be another band. We've got 24 tracks. We took, you know, all of our tracks and we said, let's, you know, release something, because we were getting a lot of good feedback on SoundCloud about the, you know, the experiments we had put on there. So we said, we'll release 2 albums. The self-titled A Magma was kind of our Moscow-Kiev transition years. And then our Anti-Gravity album was basically Kiev / Ternopil, Yukon, and then Ternope, Kremenets again. And it's more melancholic, and you can kind of feel something more pensive in that music. It's, you know, we had a baby, and, you know, we were migrating between three countries and all this kind of transition. So it's reflected in the music a bit. And I would say that of the 24 songs there, for free download as well, like anyone can access it at www.omagma.com. It has all the formats except WAVE there for free download.
So your website is Umagma, UMMAGMA.com.
Right.
What is that? Does that have an
origin? Yes, actually. Once upon a time, my husband was really into Pink Floyd. And there's an album there, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong. It's something like Omagoma or Amagama. And he was a big fan of this band, and he couldn't say that word, but he thought it was kind of cool looking or whatever, and he condensed it to create the word Omagma, which he used on all of kinds of, you know, music equipment and photography equipment and technique forums, like that he was chatting in. And one day I saw, like, oh, your handle is Omagma. That's pretty cool. And he said, yeah, it's not just my handle on the forums, it's my email address too. I'm like, well, you know what? I want to confiscate that name and use it for our band.
You're a vocalist. Did you take professional singing lessons?
Never in my life.
Really?
No. It's when I was living in Siberia, I started singing. There's a lot of house parties because there was no bar scene in Siberia. I mean, in the town I was living in, Yakutsk. So people would have house parties, and then, you know, someone would pop out a guitar, and then everyone, it would be like a kind of a sing-along, and then some people were composing on their own, and I thought, well, you know, if they can do it, why can't I do it? You know, they're also just, you know, amateurs. And so I started performing, like, you know, Sarah McLachlan covers and you know, Sinead O'Connor and traditional Celtic tunes and stuff like that. And then I learned at that point that I actually could sing, and I was already 27 years old. So I didn't even know before that I could sing.
What language do you communicate in?
This is a lot of people are not going to like me for this answer. When I'm in Ukraine, I'm communicating in Russian. I understand Ukrainian, and that's why, that's why I can live there, no problem, because people speak to me in Ukrainian and then I answer in Russian. I learned Russian through formal lessons. I was actually able to pick stuff up that way. And that happened with French too. I wasn't able to learn French just by living in Quebec. I went to Quebec to learn French, but just hanging out with people who spoke French wasn't enough. I had to go through formal lessons. And the same thing happened with Russian. So now when I'm there in Ukraine, I've never had formal lessons of Ukrainian. For me, the main thing is that I'm understood and that I understand. And that I just wanted to communicate with people. I wanted to talk to people and interview them and, you know, pick their brain. And that's what it was all about for me.
Mm-hmm. And so now you kind of transfer that and you do it
yeah.
Musically.
Yeah. And so, and I guess you could say the closest association our music has to Ukraine is the fact that my husband's always picking up these little pipes and whistles and stuff, Carpathian whistles and stuff,
yeah.
And he's putting them in odd places in our music.
Ah, are you not doing any Ukrainian lyrics?
No, I only sing in English. And I am of the belief that people are closest heart-wise and intellectually to doing things in the language that is their native language. And for me, it's English. My husband actually is not into any Ukrainian bands that are singing in English. Because he figures if a Ukrainian band has Ukrainian as their mother tongue, this should be broadcast to the world in Ukrainian. So the reason why we do it is because I'm the vocalist and because English is native to me, you know. And so at the same time, when I'm writing lyrics for him, you know, then all of a sudden I'm saying, okay, Alex, this is what I've written for you, because I can't do that in Ukrainian. So, he then, you know, practices with me, not vocal training, but pronunciation training for the few songs that he's singing. And then he puts it out there. But, you know, it's something that we do together. Like we coach and practice it together. And then he sings it.
He sings in English. Okay.
But he's singing it because I want the message to get out that's in that song. But I'm composing that for his vocal range.
Right. Now, are you going to ever thinking of flipping it around where he will he'll have the Ukrainian lyrics and help you to sing them in Ukrainian.
I don't think so, because he's already, just for his own vocals, he's also a little bit shy to go forward with his own vocals in Ukraine, even though that's his native language. So I guess you could say he's the bravest in our band when he's on instrument, you know, doing all the instruments.
Yeah.
And he wants me to have a place in the band. So, and all I do is vocals and lyrics and arrangements. So he tries to make that space always available to me. So I'm the one singing. So I think that's it. The main thing is that he's expressing himself musically and I'm expressing myself lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will happen one day, but it's something that probably is not a priority. The main thing is that we're both expressing ourselves
musically.
Yeah. We hear some bands that are, for example, Nameless, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've become famous in a lot of places and they're singing in Ukrainian and that never bothered their fans in Amsterdam or Brazil, you know? And so that's the kind of thing that we admire, when a band in Ukraine is singing in Ukrainian and they still broadcast that to the world and they find ways, they find avenues to get the music out there regardless of perceived language barriers. And so we admire that more than, some famous Ukrainian singer is switching her whole repertoire to English to try win a new audience abroad.
I think that speaks to authenticity, don't you?
Well, I think it speaks to the heart and to the listeners' hearts too. I mean, I think that they can feel that whether something is genuine or unnatural.
Yeah.
It's not really so much that, you know, it's my way or the highway. It's just that, you know, this is the route that we've traveled and it's more than a band route. It's our family route. It's everything, you know, that's a really good word, is route. So these are our roots. We're putting down roots and this is part of our growth. And the music is growing with us and we're growing with the music and with every development in our family and our surroundings, it's all reflected in the music. One thing that I don't think that most Ukrainians or Canadians would know, or Ukrainian Canadians or Canadian Ukrainians, is there was a competition this year on the Amazing Radio, which is one of Britain's largest radio stations, called the Alternative Eurovision. So it happened a week before the big Eurovision.
Oh.
And we won on behalf of Ukraine.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. There was 21 countries involved and we were just flipping out oh my God, how did this happen? This is awesome. I know the world's eyes are on us. I'm not saying that we're so massively popular that everyone's watching us, but we know there's quite a few thousand people watching us
mm-hmm.
from all over. You know, we've had something like 210 unique press articles on us in 30 countries in the past year.
Wow.
And we're on radio in 31 countries. So we know that, you know, there's people watching us. And so they're watching us, I think, in part, this is going to surprise you, in part because we're from, you know, because we're based in Ukraine. And a lot of us are, you know, a lot of them perceive us as a Ukrainian band, because when have they ever in their life heard of a Ukrainian band outside of Ukraine? Hardly ever. So we have fans in Argentina and Indonesia and Pakistan. We have them all over. And they look at us as a Ukrainian band.
That's amazing. And you sing in English.
Yeah, and we sing in English.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything to them because, you know, people are singing in English all over the place now.
Yeah. Well, you're breaking new ground and you're doing incredible stuff. Thank you so much. And keep producing that music. Donna Shira, дякую.
Будь ласка.
Позлипалися трудні, в ній позлипалися трудні.
Was a song that Umagma teamed up with a group called Nameless to produce, and it is called Dandelions and Bees. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Friday at the University of Victoria, a workshop on teaching the Holodomor. It'll take place in the McLaurin Building, room D110, from 1:30 to 4:15 p.m. It's free and open to the public. On Friday evening in Richmond, there'll be a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, kobasa, borscht, and more. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30. For information, call 604-274-4119 or visit www.ivanfranco.ca. On Saturday, Father Edward Danilo Ivanko will perform his one-man play, Holodomor, Murder by Starvation, at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 3277 Douglas Street in Victoria, at 1 p.m. It'll be followed by a screening of the documentary film, Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. Saturday evening in Surrey, there will be a fall harvest dinner and dance at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Tickets are $30, $15 for students, cocktails at 5:30 p.m., Ukrainian English dinner at 6:30, entertainment by the Kvitka dancers at 8 p.m., and dancing by Solowen Sound from 8:30 p.m. till midnight. For tickets, call 778-292-0239 or 604-581-0313. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час домові сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Словами потішиш когось і себе застидаєш, і словами собі ворога напитаєш і придбаєш. And our proverb of the week translates as words can gain you both friends and enemies. Well, that just about takes us to the end of our program. We have run out of time, so one last song for you. It'll be by the Ukrainian Connection, and it is the traditional Ukrainian wedding march. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranich!